Welcome to another Miko's Moments. A little while ago, I shared a story about hiring my first employee for my business. If you are not familiar with my story, Ryan, my assistant, was actually the first person I ever hired for the Budget Mom. Before Ryan, it was just me, juggling everything, wearing all the hats, and working myself to death. So before hiring Ryan, I called my mom because I was literally in tears. I said, "Mom, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to hire the right person. What if I hire someone and they turn out to be not the right fit? I don't know how to be a boss. I don't want to make a mistake." It was my mom who I turned to for answers and support. Now, after sharing that story recently, I received a question from a reader that I wanted to address. The question was, "Miko, why did you go searching for advice from your mom, who has no business experience?" This is a really good question. It's true. I could have reached out to someone who was already established as a boss, someone who had experience hiring other employees, another expert. But there's a very specific reason I reached out to my mom and why I continue to go to her to this day to ask advice about my business. In this world, people associate saying, "I don't know," as a sign of weakness, when in reality, being able to say, "I don't know," is being honest about your strengths and weaknesses. In my position, saying, "I don't know," is fairness to my community members and followers, fully understanding that I always have room for growth is an asset and strength, not a sign of weakness, and it also allows me to be better at what I choose to do. So why did I go to my mom? Because she has one thing that a lot of people in my life don't have: life experience. My mom is 60 years old and overcame some of the hardest obstacles that life can give someone. I wasn't looking for advice from someone who already established a really great team of employees. I was looking for someone to give me advice about following my heart. I wasn't setting out to hire a full team of employees or to even hire an employee that had a certain criteria of skills. I was looking to hire someone with a good heart, someone I could trust, and most importantly, someone who could bring value to my business based on their morals and values as an individual. The biggest mistake we make in life is not noticing where to find our knowledge, being selective based on quote-unquote title or expertise. Knowledge and the ability to grow comes from sources all around you and every individual that's in your life. There is no end game to growth and knowledge. My mom may not be a business expert, but her advice completely changed my business and was the best advice I ever received when it comes to hiring an employee. She said, "Hire someone based on their heart and passion. Those things cannot be taught, but skills can be." I'll be back for another Miko's Moments next week. Have a wonderful weekend.